The Chautauqua that is in mind for this trip was inspired by these two many months ago, and perhaps, although I don't know, is related to a certain undercurrent of disharmony between them. Disharmony, I suppose, is common enough in any marriage, but in their case it seems more tragic. To me, anyway. It's not a personality clash between them. It's something else, for which neither is to blame, but for which neither has any solution, and for which I'm not sure I have any solution either, just ideas. The ideas began with what seemed to be a minor difference of opinion between John and me, on a matter of small importance. How much one should maintain one's own motorcycle. It seems natural and normal to me to make use of the small toolkits and instruction booklets supplied with each machine, and keep it tuned and adjusted myself. John demurs. He prefers to let a competent mechanic take care of these things so that they are done right. Neither viewpoint is unusual, and this minor difference would never have become magnified if we didn't spend so much time riding together and sitting in country roadhouses drinking beer and talking about whatever comes to mind. What comes to mind, usually, is whatever we've been thinking about in the half hour or 45 minutes since we last talked to each other. When it's roads or weather or people, or old memories or what's in the newspapers, the conversation just naturally builds pleasantly. But whenever the performance of the machine has been on my mind and gets into the conversation, the building stops. The conversation no longer moves forward. There is a silence and a break in the continuity. It is as though two old friends, a Catholic and Protestant, were sitting drinking beer, enjoying life, and the subject of birth control somehow came up. Big freeze-out. And of course, when you discover something like that, it's like discovering a tooth with a missing filling. You can never leave it alone. You have to probe it, work around it, push on it, think about it. Not because it's enjoyable, but because it's on your mind, and it won't get off your mind. And the more I probe and push on this subject of cycle maintenance, the more irritated he gets, and of course that makes me want to probe and push all the more. Not deliberately to irritate him, but because the irritation seems symptomatic of something deeper, something under the surface that isn't immediately apparent. When you're talking birth control, what blocks it and freezes it out is that it's not a matter of more or fewer babies being argued.